eat shit and die.
Are you laying the smackdown over there or what?
Fuck you. I don't fucking... Fuck you. God damn it. My fucking overalls. Fucking bibs are coming up my ass.
You should probably call the doctor about that.
About my bibs being in my ass?
Yeah.
Fuck you. What?
I'm tired, boss.
You're tired? That's too damn fucking bad. You're employed here and you're working. Welcome back to another episode of Wrench Jockey Radio with Goose and Dakota. Dakota is that mustard?
Maybe?
There's something yellow on his sweatshirt.
It's mustard or beer cheese?
Mustard or beer. I would probably bet beer cheese.
Oh no, I'm a fat fuck.
Yeah, that's okay. Happy Blackout Wednesday, everybody. Where did you just throw that?
Right into that 5-gallon bucket. Not what I was going for, but we'll take it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Dead nuts, it's in there.
Goddamn, should have played basketball.
Fucking think I am Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
Yeah.
Of the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
Or... Where did Larry Bird play before the Boston Celtics? Where did he go to college?
Around here.
You're a piece of shit.
I'm not a basketball guy.
Why not?
Suppose I ain't Midwestern enough.
IU. I'm about 95%.
Didn't he come from Concord?
I'm about 95%. No, he didn't come from Concord.
No, it was Sean Kemp.
That was Sean Kemp. I'm gonna double check myself before I put this out on the internet for the rest of eternity.
I'm not gonna edit this out.
Larry Bird College. I'm pretty sure it was IU. Yep, Indiana University. Well, no, I was wrong. It was IU Bloomington and then Indiana State University. So he went to IU Bloomington. So I was halfway right.
Isn't Indiana State University in
Terre Haute?
Yeah, that's where my mom went.
Yeah. So he went. When did your mom go to college?
Uh huh.
He played for Indiana State from 75 to 79.
No. Mom was born in 62. So.
Yeah, it doesn't quite fit the bill. Anyways. And now that we're done arguing about Larry Bird, not that any of that matters, to be totally honest with you. Because it is Blackout Wednesday, and you guys get to listen to this episode on Blackout Wednesday, First of all,
do your part in Blackout.
Yeah, do your part in Blackout. There's not typically any time that I'm like, yeah, fucking drink. But when all the fucking family comes back to town, I don't fucking blame any of y'all for having a couple of two
hell
beers.
Hell no.
But make sure that if you are participating in Blackout Wednesday this year, to be safe, and have a designated driver.
Yeah, don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid. There's a lot, you know, if you are out on the road and you are the designated driver, be careful, because there's not people, you know, there's people out there that aren't, like, all that smart.
They ain't playing by the rules.
They ain't playing by the rules like the rest of us are, so... What do you quit fucking touching the guy?
I was just moving him a little bit.
Me. Fucking shut up.
Fuck you.
Fuck off.
Man, I hate this bar.
Yeah, well.
Who the fuck is that guy? I just noticed him.
What guy?
The Ram Vac guy.
Well, he's just a fucking vac truck. Guy's been fixing him. He had a fucking cylinder leak. I rebuilt the cylinder and repacked it and put it all back together and had a couple other small deals, this, that, and the other, yada, yada, yada. You know, you go, ch-ch-ch-ch, whatever. That's kind of...
Yeah.
She's square. Shut up. It's just a fucking vac truck. This vac truck, actually, back in, like, the freeze of... What was it? Like, the freeze of 15?
The great freeze.
The great freeze of 15. Yeah, it wasn't that bad. It was just fucking annoying.
Worst freezes since then.
Huh?
There's been worse freezes since then.
There has been. But that vac truck over there was the one when all the fucking sewer lines froze here local. That's the vac truck that was blowing them all out.
What a trooper.
That thing ran 24 hours a day. But we're going to attempt to recount the happenings.
Heavy on the attempt part.
Heavy on the attempt part. We are going to attempt to recount the happenings of last year's Blackout Wednesday.
So that's the end of this episode.
We're not totally sure, and we went back and double-checked Snapchat memories and stuff like that, and I kind of have an idea of what happened, but I'm not totally sure.
The only thing I'm fairly certain of is I threw that fucking burrito at the fan.
I'm pretty sure that's when it happened.
I'm almost certain it did.
So, when did we fucking... We have a habit of meeting here.
Mm-hmm.
We always meet here.
What did we do before? I feel like we did something earlier in that day.
I thought that we did, too. I think, for real, that regardless, like, we met here, and I think a bunch of us carpooled down to that little shithole bar in the town south of us.
Maybe. Did we go there?
Yeah. The town south of here.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
Yeah, because we all smoke and bullshit and whatever, and that's like one of the last smoking bars in the area.
It's worth going to.
It is very worth going to, like even in general. We got there, and we ate.
Yeah.
Who all was there?
Is that when we sat at the folding table, like the mm-hmm. like the straight up white plastic folding table?
Yeah, because they...
That's when we met Homeboy, too. That black dude.
Homeboy.
Yeah, we met that black dude.
What? Okay, apparently...
Unless I'm thinking of two different nights.
Unless I'm missing a part of the night. Who is this guy?
I don't even remember his name. He came and sat with us for, like, an eon, though.
You're not talking about Jordan, are you?
No, it wasn't JoJo.
Okay. It's not...
Some dude who just moved here or some shit. And...
I don't.
I may be thinking of a different night.
I'm trying to remember. Because I know that you were there. I was there. Derek was there. Nate was there.
Lane was there. Yeah, it's the same night I'm thinking of.
It's the same night?
Yeah.
Did we have a sixth person sitting at that table? Or did we bomb down in... We bombed down there in Lane's...
The Lincoln.
We bombed down there
in... Yeah, we took that down.
Mm-hmm. Did Jess meet us there?
Yeah, I think she met us there.
Because I almost swear that she was there, but I don't... Like, there wouldn't have been room for her. Was that the night that we packed four people in the back seat?
Maybe.
No shot, because Nate, Derek, and I, if we put you in the front seat, Nate, Derek, and I...
It'd still be hard to get a fourth.
It'd be impossible to get a fourth back there.
I don't think we put four people in the back.
I think it was just five of us in the Lincoln. Jesus Christ, do you need to go fucking wipe?
Nah, I'm good, bro.
God, fuck. We bombed down there in the Lincoln.
I think we took two vehicles.
Did we? Who else was driving?
Jess might have met us here and then drove.
There was a ton... I know that there was a decent amount of people. I think Jesse ended up showing up then.
I think so.
No, Jesse what? Jesse... Wasn't he?
No, Jesse might have done something else.
I think Jesse was there.
Or did Jesse take me home?
Jesse might have taken you home. Jesse comes back into this story later.
Yeah, Jesse did. I'm almost certain Jesse took me home. So, I left my truck here. Jesse took me home.
Okay, so Jesse took you home. So Jesse was here at some point. Or maybe he came down to the turf. And that was our sixth person?
Something like that.
Something to that extent. Huh? No. No, because they were on their way up here. It wasn't them.
Oh.
Yeah, they were on their way.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, they weren't going to make it for hours. No, it wasn't them. That's also the night that Derek and I drank all the banquets in that place.
Yeah, one of them.
That... Don't say that. It makes it sound way worse.
It's happened more than once.
Makes it sound way worse when you go, yeah, Derek and Logan have drank that bar at a banquet multiple times. It's really bad when you show up and you look over at the freezer or the fridge, and you're like, oh, it's full of beers.
Yeah, and then like you look over again and it's almost empty.
Yeah.
Yeah, great time.
It was really bad Yeah, I know, that was one of the nights, because I remember a different night I was sitting at that bar rail, and the bartender comes up to me and she goes, oh, well, I can't give you any more banquets because you kind of drank them all. And I was like...
That was the night you and I were there.
That was the night you and I were there. You drank them all. And I was like, shit.
Maybe it's time to go home.
The worst part is I don't even think we were there that long. I just kept...
No, we were just pounding them.
That was just a night that I could fucking delete beers. After that, we went back to the shop.
Yeah, we came back here.
You know who showed up then? Hayden.
Oh.
Do you not remember that?
I'm not sure I remember Hayden being here.
Hayden?
No, I do. I do remember Hayden showing up.
Hayden showed up here, and that's when I started going.
Because he came through the door, and he started talking about all this stuff that they all used to do here. And
yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah. Hayden showed up here, and that's when I really went downhill, because he had some bottle of liquor with him.
Mm-hmm.
And...
No. That was when we bought that bird dog that had the shotgun shell shot glasses on it.
Oh, fuck.
I don't remember what flavor it was. But it was... I think we stopped at a liquor store somewhere.
Did we stop at the party pack? No.
Yeah.
I think we had it already. And we were just opening it.
That may be, too, yeah.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, because you... Yeah, that was when we got that... And I... One of us broke one of them. I think it was me.
It was you. Yeah, it was you. I think you dropped it. And it broke or
which
something.
Which is bullshit, because it was plastic.
Yeah, I know. We didn't expect them to be plastic. But, yeah, we opened that up when Hayden got here, and that's when I started going downhill. Yeah, because
I think that's about the point I get fuzzy.
We were like, yeah, we're going to drink this whole bottle of fucking liquor.
Was it peach? Bird dog peach?
I think it was bird dog peach.
I think
peach.
It was.
And we did drink the whole bottle.
Yeah, that guy didn't survive the night.
No, he didn't.
Keep in mind, this whole shenanigan was like, I think by the time I left at midnight, 1 o'clock, that bottle was gone or almost gone.
I wish I could tell you what time we got back here. I know that we did not close that bar down, but we came back here.
No, we left early.
We left early-ish. And then came back here.
We probably left 10, 10:30.
Probably. Yeah, because that bar's open pretty late on Blackout Wednesday. Excuse me. Shit.
That's the kind of bar that has definitive hours.
Yeah.
But if you're there drinking, they'll stay open.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. Yeah, because we drank that whole bottle, even if it wasn't just you and I. Everybody drank it.
Yeah.
The problem with me is... I can drink beer all night long.
Oh, yeah.
That's totally fine. But the second I think I need liquor...
It's over.
We experienced that not this past weekend, but the weekend before that. Remember that?
Yeah.
Curtis kept feeding me shots.
Oh, yeah.
And feeding me shots and feeding me shots and feeding me shots. And I drank and drank and drank and took shots 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 and took shots. I had a... copious amount of liquor that night. When I drink copious amounts of liquor, that's when I throw up.
Buddy looks at me and goes, I don't feel very good. And I'm like, yeah, let's... Everyone's like... And I'm like, nah. No, I know it's coming. Hey, man,
let's go.
Let's go outside.
Yeah, I caught fresh air that night. My girlfriend drove me home.
Yep.
And then we got to the house, and I opened up my door... And the fresh air hit me again.
Spilled his cookies.
Yeah, and she was like, I'm going to go inside and take the dog for a walk real quick. Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to sit here. and then after she went inside, my stomach started turning.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just, my body tried throwing up. And it kept trying, and it kept trying, and I kept doing I'm not going to make the noise because I know it makes some people want to puke, but I, started.
Fuck them, make them puke. Oh yeah,
I start I don't even know what the word is for it, but like convulsing or something like
dry
that.
Dry heaving?
Yeah, dry heaving. Eventually, the chili that I ate came up.
Chili's good, too.
It was good chili. It was not good coming back up.
Mm.
But
the chili gave me a hellacious heartburn that morning.
Did it?
Yeah.
But the reason I'm mentioning this is because after drinking that whole bottle of liquor, I was sitting in a lawn chair in front of my toolbox.
No, you were. I think you were sitting on your drawer.
No, when I threw up, I was sitting in that chair.
Oh, that's right, you were in a lawn chair.
When I was sitting in a lawn chair in front of my toolbox, and it was Derek and Nate left, and they were pretty sober, and they were okay. And Nate looks at me, and he goes, "You okay, buddy?" And I think I just shook my head, and then I just started throwing up. I was, like, halfway slumped over, like, leaning on the left side of this chair, like, with my head on my shoulder, and I just started throwing up.
Didn't you throw up into a box?
Yeah, I threw up. I, like, had three throw-ups before Nate kicked a box underneath me, and I continued throwing up into the box. It was orange. It was orange. I do remember that.
We're pieces of shit. We're not role models.
No, we're not.
We're just your everyday fucking drunks.
After that, it was 2 in the fucking morning.
Yeah, and I think I left at, like, 1. Like, it didn't go on a horrible long after
no.
I left.
No, it didn't. It was kind of people just, like, fading out and shit like that, and me just sitting there. At 2 in the morning, after Jesse brought you home and whatever, yeah. Nate called Jesse and says, "Hey, can you give Logan a ride home?" Because it's either he gets a ride home or he sleeps at the shop. And Jesse came and got me and picked me up and took me back to my house, and I fell asleep. And then I woke up the next day and went to Thanksgiving hungover as shit with my family. Because that's what you do.
We should set a goal for Blackout Wednesday this year.
Like what? I have kind of a busy Blackout Wednesday, but we'll still be able to meet up.
Define busy Blackout Wednesday.
I'm busy for like an hour and a half or so, maybe.
Like after work?
Yeah. So what I'm doing this Blackout Wednesday is I gotta leave here at like 5:30 or so. I gotta run over to my girlfriend's place, grab her, and then we're running over to the town just south of her, where the B-Town boys are from, and they're having their fucking Christmas light up for the fucking...
Oh.
For the town. Well, my girlfriend's on the town, I can't remember, I think it's the town board. I keep forgetting the name of this fucking committee she's a part of. The town committee or something.
Sure.
And now that she's running the bitch, she's gotta be there to pass out flyers and stuff.
Oh,
so,
I got you.
Me, her, and her roommate are all gonna go down there and pass out flyers for 30 minutes. And then there's a local bar that her girlfriends are going to be at that I'm going to go and meet. We're going to go meet up with them at, stay there for like an hour and a half, maybe an hour or something like that. And then after that, it's free game.
How am I supposed to Blackout Wednesday if we don't start at like 5?
I mean, you can still start at 5.
Yeah, but it's way more fun than to do it with your buddies.
Yeah, that's true. I'll probably be starting at like, I don't know. I'll probably be starting drinking about 6:30 or so.
What the fuck?
You were not at the Blackout Wednesday that I was at the year before. No. I can't even remember who I was with that time. I want to say I was with Dirty Mike that time.
That doesn't surprise me.
I think I was with Dirty Mike and Harley. Because we were at that bar that I don't go to anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't go to that bar no more.
The old Fight Night bar.
The old Fight Night bar. Actually,
hey, you know what we should do Blackout Wednesday?
What? Go there?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
The fucking dirty hole in the wall bar.
You're right. It's way more fun here.
Yeah, I went there and hung out with a bunch of people and whatever. But the reason I remember that Blackout Wednesday so clearly is because my boss and his wife were there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kept crossing paths all night and this, that, and the other. And we'd buy each other drinks and whatnot and hang out. Well, my boss, Kyle, ended up getting way too drunk that night, and I had to carry him out of the bar, and we put him in Jess's boss's vehicle, and when I put him in there, he tried to fucking swing on me. He tried to fucking swing on me, and I was like, no, you get
in, go home.
You get in, what was he driving? A fucking Hummer.
An H2 Hummer. Oh. I was like, you get in the backseat of this H2 Hummer and you go on home, buddy. I'll see you later. That's like the one night a year that my boss like is committed to, like, this is a night that I do blackout for sure.
Blackout Wednesday's whack.
It is, but it's a holiday that makes sense.
Oh, fuck.
Are you dead? Are you dying?
I'm gonna buff out. Oh, damn it, stupid.
I'm gonna throw this phone against the wall. There, you sit there and shut up.
I knew that was gonna happen too, mother. Do it this way. Yeah.
Okay, we're back
now. I'm done dying.
It's a holiday that makes sense, though. I mean, especially like the older you get and stuff like that, and you have more family that are coming in from out of town, and yada yada yada, and you're like, oh, like I don't know, I'll pull a name out of the air. Fucking Uncle Mike's gonna be here. I don't want to go see goddamn Uncle Mike on fucking Thanksgiving tomorrow. Blah blah blah. So what do? You go find your buddies at the local bar. You get shit faced before you have to go deal with Uncle Mike talking to you about how successful he is while you're a piece of shit.
Everybody thinks I'm a piece of shit. It don't matter.
No, I'm a piece of shit too. But it is what it is.
Give me some of the Munchin' Nuts.
Yeah, honey roasted peanuts.
Yeah,
you want some of them guys there? Delicious. I went fucking grocery shopping today, and I saw those guys chilling out on the fucking on the shelf. I'm like, you're coming home with me.
You're coming with me.
I don't know. Figured this would be a good short little Wednesday episode where we slightly recount our fucking Blackout Wednesday happenings.
Yeah, that was pretty well shenanigan.
Mm-hmm. Hope y'all have a...
Yeah, have fun on your Blackout Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
Hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, have a great Thanksgiving.
Please do. Eat lots of... Hey, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food there, guy?
Have you seen this physique?
Have I seen this physique? If you had to pick one...
Taters, bro.
Oh, fuck. Yes. Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, taters. All day.
Oh, my God.
I love taters.
We have these fucking... one of my aunts...
By the way, if you bring a bucket of pickled eggs, I'm gonna throw them in the fucking garbage.
To what?
Anything.
To any... Why?
If I come in here next week and there's a bucket of pickled eggs up there...
Oh, my God.
You go, well, yeah, my uncle brought me an ice cream bucket full. Throw it away.
Leave my uncle out of this. He was nice enough to make me a fucking ice cream.
And then you ate like four of them. And they sat on that counter and they rotted.
I kept forgetting about my pickled egg.
The biohazard fucking sat right there.
Pickled eggs are so good though. Come on.
You're high.
I'm high.
Ass.
You ever had pickled quail eggs?
Ass. I don't like pickled eggs regardless. I barely like hard-boiled eggs.
Pickled quail eggs are so good. The beets are the best part. I exist to make your skin crawl.
I'm up for adoption.
We hope y'all have a great Thanksgiving and an even better Blackout Wednesday to deal with your Thanksgiving. Make sure y'all be safe.
Yeah, don't be dumb.
Drink a couple Two Tree beers for the boys over here.
Have a couple Two Tree beers for us. And,
you know,
hey, you know what? Let's, you guys leave some feedback. Let's hear some of your Blackout Wednesday shenanigans.
Yeah, let's hear about it. I'd be fucking curious, you know. There's a lot of wild fuckers out there. You know, it gets a little bit more wild than you and I most times. I've calmed down a lot, thank God, but still.
We both have.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Anyways, have a happy Thanksgiving, a good Blackout Wednesday. We'll talk to you guys Friday.
Bye-bye.